VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a ban on imports of Russian oil. AP's Mike Garcia reports from Washington.
As part of a busy late-night flurry of votes, the House overwhelmingly approved legislation that would ban the import of Russian oil products to the United States. The bill would put into law restrictions announced by President Joe Biden in response to Russia's military invasion of Ukraine. The bill passed by the House goes beyond the ban on Russian oil imports. It would also encourage a review of Russia's status in the World Trade Organization and show U.S. support for sanctions on Russian officials for human rights violations. The bill passed on a 414-17 vote and now goes to the Senate. Mike Garcia, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has begun a three-day trip to Poland and Romania to rally NATO allies against Russian aggression. Her trip is overshadowed by a misunderstanding over Warsaw's offer to make its fleet of Soviet-era fighter jets available to Ukraine. The Biden administration was caught off guard by Poland's public offer on Tuesday to donate the MiG-29 jets to the U.S. so they could be transferred to Ukraine. The Pentagon immediately opposed the move, describing it as high risk and untenable. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted to a temporary breakdown in communications with Warsaw. Meanwhile, officials in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol say at least three people, including a child, were killed in an airstrike that destroyed a maternity hospital on Wednesday. The city council says the victims include a female child. Ukrainian officials say at least 17 people were wounded in the attack. President Zelensky called the attack genocide and once again pleaded with NATO to declare a no-fly zone over his country to protect it from Russian airstrikes. But Washington says that would effectively draw the U.S. into a direct confrontation with Russia. This is VOA News. An alliance of British charities has warned that millions of elderly and disabled Ukrainians are at high risk because they are unable to flee the fighting. The United Kingdom Disasters Emergency Committee said Thursday that more than 2 million people have fled Russia's military assault. It noted that older people and those with disabilities in Ukraine risk being left behind when others flee. It said they urgently need protection and assistance. The European Disability Forum says there are more than 7 million people 60 years old or older in Ukraine and 2.7 million people with disabilities. And Rio Tinto on Thursday became the first major mining company to announce it was cutting all ties with Russia. The British-Australian miner has previously said that it has no operational assets or employees to pull out of Russia or Ukraine, but the move comes as Western firms come under increasing pressure to exit Russia. Leading U.S. companies, including McDonald's, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, and Starbucks, stopped trading with Russia this week. Other Western firms that have ended operations in Russia include Dutch brewer Heineken and Universal Music Group. Yoon Suk-yeol was elected South Korea's next president Thursday. Yoon, the standard-bearer of the main opposition People Power Party, posted a razor-thin victory over Lee Jae-myung of the ruling Democratic Party, making it South Korea's most closely fought presidential election. The bitter campaign, marked by back-and-forth name-calling and accusations of corruption between the two leading candidates, prompted observers to call the race the unlikable election. The conservative Yoon, a former prosecutor, has promised to build a stronger alliance with the United States and take a more hardline approach towards North Korea than that of outgoing President Moon Jae-in. He has also promised to improve relations with Japan, which sank to new lows during Moon's presidency over lingering disputes related to Japan's colonial-era occupation of the Korean Peninsula between 1910 and 1945. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida acknowledged Thursday that bilateral relations between Tokyo and Seoul are in a very severe condition. But Kishida insisted that Japan will stick to its stance that all wartime compensation issues with South Korea were settled by a 1965 treaty that established formal diplomatic relations. President-elect Yoon begins his single five-year term in May. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.